Danny's issue with his father is more involved, Quincy said quietly. He and Shep need family counseling, or Danny needs private counseling, or both. You also might want to find additional family relationships for Danny with a grandparent or aunt or uncle. That way, if things are strained at home, the child still has other sources of comfort and support. I never thought of that, Sandy said honestly. Our family's not that big. Shep's parents passed away years ago. My own? God knows they love my kids, but they aren't the warmest people in the world. It's not their way. She paused. Do you think Danny's troubles are caused by the fact that I went back to work? Quincy smiled at her kindly.
No, Mrs. O'Grady.
Being a working mom doesn't mean you're a horrible mom. Stay-at-home parents have troubled children, too. Sandy nodded. She would never admit it out loud, but she was relieved. She hesitated, then asked,
My son was already troubled. Now, at the very least, he's witnessed 3 violent murders. What will that do?
He needs to get it out. Keeping the experience bottled up will only make it worse.
Quincy's gaze drifted toward Rainey.
And if he did do something bad?
Quincy was silent for a moment.
He's going to need a lot of help, he said at last. Chances are that he's experiencing a great deal of guilt and self-loathing. Someone needs to help him come to terms with that. Otherwise, there's the danger that he will simply shut down that part of himself. He will start actively considering himself to be a remorseless killer. And he will become one.